As this week comes to a close, we want to take this moment again to honor some of the more than 100,000 Americans, as we've said, who've died of the coronavirus. Here are their stories. Anne Sullivan brought cartoons to life as a painter for animation studios, including Disney and Hanna-Barbera. Among the characters she helped create were the Smurfs. The North Dakota native loved to paint landscapes of the California coast and portraits of her children and grandchildren. Her daughter says Anne exuded positivity and that when she laughed, she did so with her whole body. Anne was 91 years old. Dosha Joy was colorful, his friends say. He had a smile and energy that could brighten a dark room. After aging out of foster care, Dosha, or DJ, fought to better the system, particularly for foster kids in the LGBTQ community. It was a mission that took him from his home state of Wisconsin to advocate on Capitol Hill. DJ was also a certified nursing assistant, studying to become a registered nurse. He was 28 years old. Corliss Henry was a trailblazer. She studied at New York's Harlem Hospital as part of the federal government's cadet nursing program in the 1940s and went on to work at the hospital. In 1957, she became the first black nurse on staff at Muhlenberg Hospital in Plainfield, New Jersey. Corliss was also a teacher's union representative and mother to Steve and Bruce. Her son says she was tough as nails, but incredibly loving. She was 95. Beverly Reap knew in sixth grade that she wanted to be a school teacher. For 39 years in her Arkansas classroom, she taught history to nearly 5,000 students. Beverly especially loved the American Revolution and led annual field trips to Virginia and Washington, D.C. The 63-year-old also loved to travel with her husband and son, Rob, who says she was his best friend. In 1939, 14-year-old David Torin fled Germany in one of the last evacuations of children from the country. He arrived in Sweden just 1 week before the Second World War broke out. He moved to New York in 1955, started a family, and became a successful patent lawyer. His son describes him as caring and bright. 75 years after evading the Holocaust, he recovered a family painting stolen by the Nazis, Max Liebermann's Two Riders on the Beach. David was 94.